BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay. Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And this week we watched, for our horror month,
ooh, spooky, ooh,
I Know What You Did Last Summer. And Jax, in the theme of knowing what we did, we had a few emails in this week as if they ooh knew that we were saying that you're going to do I Know What You Did Last Summer, because, well, it seems that a few viewers picked up on what I knew that all, well, I didn't know what I said last week was wrong. So I fucked it like a fiddler's bitch, Jax. Last week, we did One of Us is Lying, and it turns out I was the one that was lying, Jax. And I claimed that Dazed and Confused was a John Hughes movie, and that was pretty much my only defense for him. Turns out that is a movie directed by Richard Linklater, who directed some other movies as well. And I then looked through and noticed that I haven't seen any other John Hughes movies apart from The Breakfast Club. So I think I went into it.
It's all coming out today, Tim.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone knew what you did last week and they're like, you're wrong.
And they wrote it on blood on my mirror in my bedroom, which is haunting.
Oh, no.
Because yeah, it's like they knew that this show would do that exact scene. Segue into this show, Jax.
So this show, Tim, it's riffing off your real life. They're opening cupboards. There's blood on the wall. It's crazy.
This
is a teen TV show remake
of
the
my
classic,
life.
The classic 90s I Know What You Did Last Summer movie franchise,
mm-hmm,
which I adore. I love the first one. I've definitely seen all of them. I don't remember the sequels. But the first one is great. It's classic. It's kind of not even that good, but it's holds a special
and
place in my heart.
In case you haven't seen that movie, here's the description of it. In a town full of secrets, which is clearly because this is a TV show and not a movie, so there's got to be some more town stuff. A group of teenagers are stalked by a mysterious killer a year after a fatal accident on their graduation night. And
okay, that's kind of like, that's not in this episode at all, that's for sure. There's no killer stalking them.
Yes, I suppose that's my only negative. I actually had a bloody blast watching this, which is crazy because I had so much to say in the first 10 minutes. And then I went, oh, actually, I guess this is kind of working, which is crazy because, Jax, what did I do today? I watched the original movie.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Was it the first time you'd watched it?
No. I'd seen it before.
Okay.
But
amazing.
I just wanted
what
to get
you think this time on the
just
rewatch?
Wanted to get into the mood. And like, as far as like a remake TV series goes, it hits kind of all the main beats. Like the main girl comes back from college a year after some crazy event. And I thought they were going to be like, oh, we're going to like keep the event hidden. And then you quickly turns and the whole episode is leading up to the cold opening of the original movie. And it was about 5 minutes into the episode where I went, man, I'm going to be like that person that's like, well, actually in the original, or like, well, actually in the books, this character actually.
But, oh no, Tim, you're the book guy. You're the guys from the book guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Tim.
But
oh, no.
Honestly, I actually like think that the shift to make like the cold opening, the present, and then to go back compared to like the event itself being the cold opening, which I just feel like we're going to spoil. The movie has been out for a very long time. So,
oh yeah, but Tim.
Yeah.
Like there's one aspect I want to say. It's like, this is like taking the idea of the movie and kind of making it work perfectly for TV. And if for some reason you're like, oh, I don't want to know anymore, bloody just give it a watch.
Yeah, it's really
and
good.
Come back here in 47 minutes. But for, I presume, most of our audience who are like, I don't have time for this team.
And I'm very, very aware of that movie that came out 25 years ago. And
so, Tim,
pretty much the plot.
It's all about them being in a car on a highway on like a big beachy cliff edge.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hit someone. And they're like, oh no, we've hit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, the lead up to that moment is so like cliche and terrible for like 10 minutes. We've got all this crazy party stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have some two notes at the party before we get to the kind of inciting incident that is
all I want
really
to talk about
well
is the
done.
Party. I've got like 14 notes here for the party.
Oh, okay. So we'll get to the car crash. But Tim,
yes.
My main two notes is I was like not invested. Then suddenly it was just like we get full dick and he's pissing in like a shot. And I'm just like, have I even seen that in a show? And I was suddenly like, oh, is this show going to be like really R-rated? Like, even
yeah.
True Blood wouldn't give us that. Like, it's...
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I was,
I
really shocked. I almost wanted to go back. But then I'm like, I don't know. I'm not
No. from, like, the narration at the start and that is the most 2021 TV show you're going to get in your entire life. It's It's like, I bet you're sitting at home and your entire life is made up. And I'm like, well, I'm sitting at home in lockdown by myself in my hoodie. But sure, like, sure, mate. Like,
yeah,
bring it on.
The line at the start where she's like, you don't even know who you are. We don't know who we are. You're always like in your own head. I'm like, oh, I feel like people are in their own heads.
Too. Yeah. And I,
it was very real.
It was so good. So that combined with the full frontal penis, very 2021. Go on. What is your second note?
My second note is they're at a full rave party. It's like, you know, lights are everywhere. Everyone's doing drugs and drinking and it's crazy. Then this one, you definitely know. This is one guy sitting there playing a video game on like 7 plasma screens or like 9 plasma screens, all up on a big thing, making one big screen. And he's just playing Mortal Kombat. And I'm like, what the hell? It's so violent and gross. And just, he's not playing against anybody. He's just playing by himself. My brain couldn't compute. He's not like in a different room with like a bunch of pistolas or something
wild.
Playing. Like, it was so bizarre.
It is such a strange
didn't understand.
Choice.
It made no sense to me. It just felt like they, for some reason, wanted to put that in. And then it never really came back around. So I was
No.
And then, Tim, my only other note before I got invested in the show and forgot to write notes is Cringe City, this shit's hypersexual, but like bad and not interesting. But Tim, I changed my mind. I think this is a really good start. Maybe the first 8-10 minutes it didn't have me.
Yeah,
then it just kind of like started to develop.
Honestly.
The twins got involved.
Yes.
And everything started kind of really ramping up. And then when everyone gets in the car, I'm like, oh my God.
They're doing it.
It's begun, Tim.
They're doing it.
It's begun.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. So what are your notes on this sweet, crazy party?
I feel like at the exact same point, and I can't pinpoint it, but at the same point that you did, about 8-10 minutes in, I went... Oh, I don't have any ironic notes anymore. Like, I was going to come in and pitch, like, it's really strange that, like, they've decided to put the future first as the cold opening. Like, because I thought maybe they're not going to do it in this episode. And then it's like, oh, wait, but now the whole episode's just the flashback. I'm kind of in. And my note of the party, my main note is that this is like a sexual, drug-infested party. People are bloody playing Mortal Kombat. It's crazy. And then the mum of the party, like just the mum who owns the house just rocks up and she's just like, hey, it's me, the mum. I just want to make sure everyone's safe. Just having the party here.
But then it
cuts to a guy doing coke in the bathroom. So
But
good.
Not just that. She's like, hey, kids, come with me. I need to introduce you to my friends in like the kitchen or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to them doing like a TikTok video.
Yeah.
And they're all doing a little dance. They're all like, whoa, whoa. And then they're all like, oh, you're the cool dad. I can see that. You're like, fist bumps the dad. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so good.
But I guess,
what has happened?
I guess the main tension of the episode is that in the future, like the present day, I suppose, we've got a clear sense that the main character's sister is not around anymore. And so it cuts the flashback.
And they are twins, Tim.
Yes.
They are identical twins.
Played by the same actor, probably.
I have to presume so, because at one point I was like, are they identical twins? And then the next scene of them talking involved the most, like, it was like if we were trying to shoot it and there were no shots where you could see both of their faces.
It was just a
different actress in a wig. But then, like,
they've got that one shot where it's split perfectly in the middle, so they can just do the shot. It's bad. It's like,
you can make
it's
like this on
iMovie. And it's like Phoebe and her sister and Friends bad. Like, it doesn't look good. And there's reasons why, I suppose, that they don't really have to put too much of the budget in. But the tension is the sisters, and one is, like, very cliche, like, doesn't, you know, very antisocial, doesn't have any friends, no job. And then we've got the polar opposite, who's got all the friends, has, like, heaps of sex, takes all the drugs, and they both hate each other for unknown reasons at this point, I suppose. And it's got something to do with the fact that their mother died and she killed herself, supposedly, at this point in their lives. And
oh, Tim, you've piqued my interest. We can't go past this. Supposedly, you say. Tim, nothing more in a murder mystery that I love is someone maybe not actually dying when they're dead. Tim, do you think the random woman that sees them go out of the cave, could that be their mother?
Almost definitely. It reminds me of Sweeney Todd, where the crazy woman who's like,
oh, yes! There,
they're killing them. And it's like, turns out that's his daughter, I believe. Wife or something. Doesn't matter. Just had to get it right.
Sorry.
I'm putting it out there. I didn't just do research for 10 minutes. Don't worry. I found their tension so just in your face that it is obviously leading to something, which I sort of want to dive right into, but we'll get to, I think. I think we've got a bit more build, because I think that the actual reason that they leave the party and go into the car being like, shit, we're on drugs, like, there's a cop here now, we've got to get out of here before anyone sees
but
all
the cop's
this stuff
just
going
flirting.
On.
She's not even like breaking the party up. It feels a bit like, you guys don't even look that fucked up. Like, all right, let's just...
I guess. But they're Jax. They've got a guy playing Mortal Kombat there. Like, come on, you know?
Yeah, that's probably R-rated. Some of them might be underrated.
Exactly, you know? So, exactly. Almost right, all of them are, considering it's their graduation of high school. And it's America, so it's 21.
True.
And so they get in the car, and I just want to parallel to the original, where, like... it's kind of funny, side note. It's kind of an interesting point in time where Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. are both in this movie, but aren't playing a couple. Like, they're coupling with the other pair. And it's just an interesting point in time to get these two.
Are they a couple together at this point?
I would imagine that they probably, like, met on this movie, you know? Like, and so it's just... because they're, like, married and stuff now. And it's just funny, like, this is the year, I believe, Buffy started. So both of their careers are, like... booming, you know? And it's just
they're both about to be in Scooby-Doo, one of the masterpieces of film.
Probably
I say that like
favorite
that sounded like
time.
I was being sarcastic. I love that movie.
It's
so.
An incredible movie. Incredible. Freddie Prinze Jr.'s character is actually sober when he's driving and he hits the person that they kill. Ooh. Whereas in this one, they decided to justify it more because the reasons in it are like, oh, like no one will believe I'm driving. And I'm like, yeah, they will. Like if you just say you were, yeah, they will. They will believe you. You know, like people accidentally kill like people on the road all the time sober. Like it happens. And so in this one, they're like, no, let's make them all really, really drunk, really, really high, so that there's no like bad explanation of it. Crazy. Oh, of
or
course, Jax. Let's just bloody get to it. Spoilers. I'm going to continue watching. This is a fantastic show, but spoilers for the rest. All right, cool. So I messaged Jax halfway through my watching of this episode saying,
what did you message me?
Saying,
let me check my phone
I've now. Got a theory, and the theory. 20 minutes into this episode, and no one was around, so there was no one for me to go, I've got it. So I just wanted, like, evidence via text. This entire episode is trying to make you think that the sweet, innocent girl is the one that dies.
Yeah, so there's essentially two twins, and one of them gets in the car, and it's the drug addict one.
Yep.
It's the sex fiend one. Mm-hmm. Sex fiend, I don't know what I'm saying. But she's, you know, they're having all those, like, you know, stereotypes thrown at them and stuff. And she gets in the car and then all the friends pile up into the car as she's kind of having a cry in the car because she's just fucked her sister's, like, true love or whatever since kindergarten just to get back at her. There's two scenes in this party where the non-sexual twin leaves the room being like, fuck you, to her sister. And one of the times is, like, super brutal and intense. So there's, like, heaps of tension. But then they're both wearing the same white, like, singlet.
Oh, it's so bad. They're in the exact same costume. There's a moment where the party sister has got some, like, stickers on her face. Conveniently, at some point, I noticed she's no longer wearing those stickers.
I think she takes them off just after... or just before she has sex with the
unnecessary and so in your face. Then they've got, like, the difference between them is that one has, like, a pendant of their mother, of, like, maybe some ashes or something like that. And then so you're meant to believe, oh, that's how you differentiate the two. And how crazy is it that, like, oh my god, like, this drug infused girl has killed her sober sister. Wait for it. Actually, it's a body swap. She's stolen...
Oh, Tim, it's Freaky Friday.
It's Freaky Friday. She has stolen her sister's career in whatever she's doing. And it's such a bizarre thing for someone to do. Like, the character that they brought up and portrayed is just... It just wouldn't be someone that would do that, in my opinion. Like, there's no way that someone... of that caliber would justify that decision. And it was just so obvious the whole time. I'm glad that they revealed it. Because it's just like, you're not putting him in the same costume. You're not really having... Like, once the sister killed, like, ran the other one over, there's no, like, frantic, oh my god, I'm on so many drugs kind of reaction. It's a very, like, have I done the right thing reaction.
Have I done this on purpose, maybe?
Definitely. But also, why is the sister in the middle of the road?
It makes no sense. They were driving for, like, so long. Yeah. How did she get there? Yeah. It's insane. But Tim, I have one counter to it being, like, a bad kind of, like, I think the reaction actually makes more sense once the reveal happens. Because, imagine, you try and get your jumper, but people are just having sex on the couch with your jumper. So you grab your sister's jumper because you're not going to steal some random jumper. You grab your sister's jumper. You get in the car. You're having a bit of a cry. Then all the people pile into the car and they're like, your sister's name, Lennon or Lemon or whatever the hell her name is. Oh, what, you crazy, blah, blah, blah. We're just leaving the party. And she's suddenly like, oh shit, the guy I loved forever is now sitting next to me thinking I'm... the twin, he's just fucked, but it's me.
Interesting.
And so he is like, he's like, is everything okay, bro? And she's like, okay, I'm just gonna, like, pretend to be her because, you know, nothing's gonna happen. And so she's just, like, kind of experiencing what it's like to, like, see what they think about the situation and kind of, like, spy on this guy she loved to see how he's going to, like, treat her sister, thinking it's her. And then, once she runs over her sister...
On purpose.
She is now suddenly... On purpose, 100%. She is now suddenly in this really crazy... And I think this is what elevates it, if it can kind of maintain this, which I don't think it will. I think at this point, it's a really interesting and kind of an extra addition from the movie that works for a TV show format to have this character who's now sitting around all these people and they're all like, do we turn ourselves in? Do we not turn ourselves in? Blah, 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 blah. And they're all talking and talking and talking and they're all kind of in a circle and she's just sitting there not saying anything, but they're essentially talking about what they're going to do as if they'd killed her. But she's killed her sister. Like, her sister hasn't killed her. So it's like this completely fucked situation that I actually found really interesting upon kind of realizing they were, in fact, being swished. And yeah, I don't know, 100%. It was kind of like... oddly fascinating and oddly intense and, like, I don't know, this show is a lot better than I thought it would be. And just that dilemma of being in your twin sister's shoes while everyone's debating what to do with your dead body, but it's your twin sister who you've killed, probably on purpose. It's completely insane and completely fucked. And I hope they can kind of wring the emotional craziness out of that. But I don't know. What do you think about all this crazy twin switching stuff? Because it's pretty crazy.
I mean, yeah, I just found it super obvious. So I'm just glad that they
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The only thing I really don't like about this episode is that you don't know if it's going to be a slasher TV series yet, because there's no murder or anything in it, which is probably...
Tim.
It's definitely going to be a slasher TV series, but they're not revealing that yet, which I didn't like. I think it should have started with a murder.
Tim, what about... What about
okay,
the
let's
giant
wrap it up,
it's horned gone. Deer's head in her like bedroom? Like, that's pretty slashery.
Yeah,
they just
for sure.
Killed anyone yet.
That should have been like her friend, and her friend's throat should have been slit at the end of the episode.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. That's crazy. But yeah. I think it will be a crazy slasher, but it's also got like odd dramatic kind of like tension and like stakes, and I don't know. I'm surprisingly invested already.
Yeah, it's good. I definitely enjoyed this more than I thought I would. But it doesn't.
So much
it
more.
Doesn't have that '90s slasher movie charm, which is disappointing. It's a very
modern, oh no, it's very so 2021. Yeah.
Which is disappointing. But I'll definitely continue watching. I assume you're going to continue watching.
Oh, 100%.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, we'll catch up soon, and I'll see you next time.
See you next time on our next spooky Halloween episode.
Ooh, American Horror Story. We're catching up or something. Who knows?
We're going to do like two of them. We're not doing all of them. We're busy and tired. Catch us.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think people didn't know what you did last summer? Most unlikely. Then why not join us on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.